The Lord commanded Moses to get up early in the morning to confront Pharaoh and tell him to let the people of Israel go to worship their God. He was to say to him, "Let my people go, or I will send the full force of my plagues against you and your people, so that you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth. For by now I could have stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with a plague that would have wiped you off the face of the earth. But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. If you still set yourself against my people and refuse to let them go, tomorrow I will send the worst hailstorm that has ever struck Egypt from the day it was founded till now." Moses was commanded by God to advise Pharaoh to have his livestock, his servants, and everything that was in the open fields brought into a place of shelter, because the hail would fall on every man and beast that had not been brought in, and they would die. Some of the court officials who feared the word of the Lord hurried to bring their slaves and herds into barns and stables. They were beginning to realize that the God of the Hebrews was indeed a very great God. He was much more powerful than the idols of Egypt, who were unable to protect them. And so they listened to what Moses had to say. But the officials who ignored the word of the Lord left their servants and livestock in the fields. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand towards the sky, so that hail will fall over all the land of Egypt." Moses did what the Lord had commanded, and stretched out his staff towards the sky. Then the Lord sent thunder and hail, and lightning flashed down to the ground. It was the worst storm that had ever struck the land of Egypt since it had become a nation. Hail fell all over Egypt, and lightning flashed back and forth. Fire ran along the ground and was mingled with the hail. The storm destroyed everything in the fields, both men and animals. It beat down the crops and vegetation and stripped every tree. The enormous hailstones killed man and beast, while deafening claps of thunder rent the air and fire flashed across the sky. The only place it did not hail was the land of Goshen, where the Israelites lived. But in every other part of Egypt, the storm brought death and destruction to the country. The Egyptians were terrified, and even Pharaoh was afraid. He summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "This time I have sinned. The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Pray to the Lord, for we have had enough thunder and hail. I will let you go. You don't have to stay any longer." Moses replied, "When I have gone out of the city, I will pray to the Lord. The thunder will stop, and there will be no more hail, so you may know that the earth is the Lord's. But I know that you and your officials still do not fear the Lord God." Then Moses left Pharaoh and went out of the city. He spread out his hands towards the Lord and prayed. The thunder and hail stopped, and the rain no longer poured down on the land. When Pharaoh saw that the storm had ceased, he and his servants hardened their hearts and continued to sin against God. So the king refused to let the Israelites go, just as the Lord had said through Moses. The terrible calamities that had come upon Egypt were still not enough to bring Pharaoh to obey and fear the Lord. This plague was to prove to the Egyptians that the Lord God of Israel was the God of heaven as well as of earth. Hail is rare in Egypt, and the violence of the storm would have made a great impression on the Egyptians. Next episode, the plague of locusts.